KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 43 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be cloudy today. Just a slight chance of rain later this afternoon. A high of 58. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. A sheriff's deputy from Cass County was recognized Wednesday night at a state conference held in Okoboji. Deputy Ben Bartholomew received the Outstanding Achievement Award as a drug recognition expert for the Southwest region of Iowa. It's the fifth year in a row he's won the award, which was presented April 27th during a conference of the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau. Bartholomew says there are six DRE regions, including the State Patrol, which has its own region. The award is given to the drug recognition expert who has the most evaluations for impaired drivers over the past year. This past year, Deputy Bartholomew had 43 interdictions, which he said is the same as last year, but nearly twice as much as he had during his first year as a DRE 5 years ago when there were 23. The 43 interventions in each of the past 2 years was also the highest in the state. Bartholomew described what the duties of a drug recognition expert are.
The program, it can be used for a few different things, but primarily the program is designed to detect impaired driving. So it's either traffic stops that I'm getting or other officers are getting and then calling me in for assistance to do evaluations to determine the impairment level or the impairment type, whether it's what type of drug and stuff like that.
He says while there are the usual impairments by illegal drugs like marijuana and meth, there's been an increase in the number of poly drug drivers.
Individuals that are impaired on more than one drug. And once you start getting poly drug use, different drugs obviously do different things to your body. And when you start getting drugs that have a tendency to do opposite things to your body, they create some pretty interesting results.
He says taking more than one drug in the same day or within a few hours can cause a person's reaction and health to take drastic turns.
Everything doesn't go up or down at the same time. So even at one drug, you take one drug, and as you're starting to come down from that drug, not everything comes down at once. You know, certain pulse might come down at one time, blood pressure might come down at another, body temperature might come down at another time yet, different actions. Or when you start having poly drug use, you could have one drug doing one thing, the other drug doing another thing with another part of your body. And oftentimes, the behaviors are one thing and the clinical things are another. You know, the behaviors are pretty obvious, but the clinical stuff, oftentimes the user isn't even aware of what's going on their body.
Bart, as he's known, credits his and his fellow law enforcement officers' efforts in getting impaired drivers and others off the road. He says it's a team effort to try and make the roads safe for other motorists.
We have a handful of officers in the county, 6, 7, 8 officers, that are dedicated to combating this the issue and keeping the roads safe and keeping impaired drivers off of the road. So as you have numerous officers getting more experience, more training, and learning more about detecting that, it's a team effort that, you know, that first year, the all 23 were mine. I went out, I located the driver, I conducted the evaluation. That's not the way it is anymore. Now, you know, my number's almost doubled because I have several other people that are also detecting the drivers, finding the drivers, and then calling me in for assistance. So It's become a group effort.
Sheriff's deputies in Audubon County arrested a man Wednesday night wanted on a warrant in connection with the January 19th burglary at a residence in the 3200 block of Goldfinch Place. 26-year-old David Allen Hollingsworth of Brayton was arrested on charges of burglary in the third and theft in the third degrees. He was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later released after posting bond. Hollingsworth is scheduled to appear in court May the 5th. Police in Creston arrested a man on a domestic assault charge late Thursday morning. 37-year-old Demian Garrison of Creston was brought to the Union County Jail and later released on $1,000 bond. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reported that beginning yesterday, a voter who chooses to vote prior to the June 7th primary may cast their ballot at the office of the county auditor. In Cass County, the voter may go to the Cass County Courthouse during regular office hours of 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Monday through Friday, up through the last day before the election, and cast a ballot. If you have any questions, you can contact the Cass County Auditor Election Commissioner at 712-243-4570. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education Wednesday evening approved the tentative 2016-17 non-certified staff contract agreement. Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein said non-certified staff include the paraprofessionals, secretaries, bus drivers, food service workers, custodians, and anyone who is not required to be endorsed or licensed by the state.
It was a 3-1 62% total package, which basically equates to around $86,000 in new money for our non-certified group, and that really equates to about 33 cents per hour for those folks in the non-certified group.
Amstein said the non-certified group ratified the agreement on Tuesday. In other business, the Atlantic School Board Wednesday approved the hiring of Justin Williams as head freshman baseball coach. They also heard presentations with regard to the district's homeschool program and ELL program, and they heard from Schuler principal James Northwick and the Linda Mood Bell program coordinators with regard to the spring 2016 Iowa assessments. And Amstein said the school board continued with discussions Wednesday pertaining to the possibility of having a special election September 13th with regard to a physical plant and equipment levy, or PEPL, income surtax.
Right now, we don't use any income surtax for the PEPL levy. It's just, you know, all on property tax. And the discussion is that with the use of income surtax, you can go ahead and blend both property tax and income surtax. And I think the biggest impression or the biggest impact, the possibility of adding an income surtax to the PEPL levy would be that it would give the board much more flexibility on property tax.
He says they've estimated that if the PEPL surtax had been approved last fall, the property tax asking could have been reduced by about 62 cents per $1,000 valuation.
It really gives the board an opportunity to provide some relief on the property tax side.
And in one of its last acts as the West Central Cooperative Governing Body, the Board of Directors has announced the recipients of the West Central Excellence in Agriculture Scholarships. Last winter, West Central accepted applications for its Excellence in Agriculture Scholarships from children of cooperative members who are area seniors pursuing agriculture-related post-secondary education. And this year, six students have been awarded $1,500 each. The Excellence in Agriculture winners include Noah Borkowski of Carroll, Zoe Dinkle of Casey, Brianna Gecki of Audubon, Andrew Earlbeck, who's from Templeton, Shelby Soper from Adair, and John Schultes, who's from Exira. The West Central Excellence in Agriculture program has been in place since 1994. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.